I took up guitar. I don't know if that's a habit or not, but
Wow.
that was interesting. So I
had probably some asked you to play something there. Are you getting pretty good?
You know, I can follow certain scripts, but yeah, I still have work to do. That's for sure.
Very good. Very good. This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business. And this episode is brought to you by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, as well as Banjo Liquid Handling Products, all proud supporters of the 2021 Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. You can learn more at agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. This week, I welcome John Hayes to the podcast. John is the Global Marketing Manager for Banjo Liquid Handling Products. John, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Gary.
Yeah, looking forward to this conversation, learning more about Banjo. But first, let's learn a little bit more about you, your background and your path to your current role at Banjo.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You might not expect some of this. I actually was educated here in Indiana, and I actually worked in tech for a number of years, worked in the PC industry back in the 90s, and been in other tech businesses for much of my career. About 6 years ago, I took a diversion into the ag business. It was kind of interesting. I was actually looking back to get back to Indiana after having been out of state for a long time. So it's kind of a fun diversion.
Yeah.
And so I've been in manufacturing environments my whole career and continue to do so. But I think mainly for me as a marketer, and what I like to do is I really like to be part of projects that commercialize cool new products and then see them be successful, which is kind of what the, you know, a lot of this innovation challenge is all about that we've been talking about here.
Yeah. So you were educated here, then moved away. Where'd you go to school and where were you out of state?
I went to Indiana for my MBA. I was at Southern Indiana for undergrad. I went to Houston and worked for Compaq back in the late 90s. In their business desktop division. And I worked for a company after that in the Lexington area, which was they made high-tech products, including thermal imagers. So if you're familiar with those products, we used them for public service, public safety kind of applications, firefighters in particular, using them to kind of navigate through smoky conditions.
Yeah. Well, Banjo is a company that is not new on the scene. It's been serving the ag bioscience sector for decades. Give me the kind of the company description, a little bit of the history about Banjo Liquid Handling Products.
You bet. So the founder started the company back in the 50s, the late 50s. He started the company by making fertilizer knives. It was under a different company name at that time. He was actually a banjo aficionado, and the valve handles themselves actually look like banjos. So the company kind of changed its name from there. And, you know, Banjo itself is a leading provider of valves, fittings, and pumps for ag. So that's kind of the main product lines that we have. We sell to big manufacturers like John Deere, New Holland, AGCO, some international manufacturers. We also sell into, you know, industrial applications that can include things like de-icing. Those are the, you know, brine makers that, mm-hmm. that spray on roadways. Also IBC tanks, if you're familiar with intermediate bulk container tanks. Variety of different industrial applications. Mostly ag products, though. We're mm-hmm. obviously mostly at our heart and soul an ag business. And we're a global business. We have offices and distribution centers, actually, in Latin America and Europe. So it's a truly important and large business. It's really a great company to be part of.
Give me an idea of the size and the scope of Banjo. How many employees you have?
We're about 250 employees, and that fluctuates. You know, there's a lot of seasonality to the ag business. That fluctuates. We have some temporary folks that come in and help us during the busy season and whatnot. You know, the business is part of a $3 billion, $2.5 billion, $3 billion business that is IDEX Corporation. And we don't disclose our specific sales, but we're one of the larger business units in that business.
Well, certainly that combination joining IDEX in 2006, I believe, paved the way for that global footprint. Talk about maybe some of the lessons that you think innovators and entrepreneurs can take away from your company's experience with the IDEX partnership.
Well, I think, you know, innovation in itself can be rewarding financially, right? I mean, any innovator can take a product and see it through and then see a financial success. You can build your career around it. You can even make a societal impact, which is, I think, a real important thing. But, you know, as far as Banjo being part of IDEX, I think there's some key things that we were able to do when we started partnering with IDEX, or, you know, were acquired by IDEX, is they bring to bear a lot of, you know, financial resources. There's a lot of talent. There are folks within the organization who can help you with whether it's marketing or go-to-market strategies or financial elements that you need to work on, or just the whole infrastructure of the business that as a smaller company, you can't really easily, you know, bring to fruition. So being part of a multi-billion dollar company really makes it easier for us to research new products, you know, develop them, and then ultimately commercialize them.
Innovation obviously is important to any business, but in particular, what you do there at Banjo, and that's been something that has been evolving over the years with your product lineup. Talk about innovation and how important innovation is to what you do and to the success of your business.
It's critically important, and I'd say that's probably true for a lot of companies, right, a lot of industries, right? But I think when you look at the ag business in recent years, particularly in the spraying, the planting side of the equation, it's been a lot of recent innovation. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that drives that is we have a major business problem in the ag industry. If you think about it, we've got limited arable land, and we need to get more efficient about producing more crops on that same amount of land, because we're not getting any new farmland really to speak of. So the whole idea of being more efficient, getting more yield out of that, means that the implements and the products and the growers themselves have to get more out of that. And that means, you know, being more efficient with the crops that are there. So products that in their own ways help that solve that business problem are important. So that means innovation, right? So, and I think secondarily, I think when you think about just generally speaking, these are, you know, these implements that we sell, products that go on, you know, sprayer implements in particular, we need to save time. We need to save money for the, you know, for the operator of that. So you need, you know, efficient products that are out there, maybe not, maybe actuating a valve that maybe used to turn manually, or something that prevents an overspray of product that otherwise sprayed too much, or something like that. So that's where you get into a lot of innovation, things that think, you know, do things different ways.
Yeah. Banjo, importantly, is a new partner for the 2021 producer-led innovation with Agrinovis and the innovation challenge with Agrinovis and Indiana Corn and Soy. Talk about an opportunity like this, why you're doing it, and the things it can produce for entrepreneurs and producers alike.
Well, you know, we hope to inspire folks to bring great ideas forward. I mean, that's what this is all about. I know that the Agrinovis and the partnership really wants to do that. And that's a great goal generally, right? That helps everybody. And I think I'm just, you know, I'm proud and grateful that's an Indiana initiative that's really doing that. But, you know, Banjo, we're part of this network. And, you know, as we see these ideas that come to fruition, it gives us an opportunity to maybe to partner with some of these folks that we might have not had a visibility to, or easy visibility to. So it's, you know, there's an element of that. We can look at these kind of businesses, these innovators, and potentially work with them to help them commercialize some things. Who knows?
Yeah. Talk about doing business here in Indiana. Banjo is located in Crawfordsville. As you mentioned earlier, you ship products globally. talk about doing business in Indiana, especially in light of what I think is really this increased momentum around ag bioscience driven by Agrinovis and others. But doing business in Indiana, and that is a benefit to the company.
Well, we're right in the middle of the ag space in the United States. I mean, Indiana is a perfectly positioned state, both in terms of ag and in terms of just its geography generally, right? We've got a lot of access to the East Coast. We're pretty centrally located. So if we want to ship east or west, we've got that ability, a lot of infrastructure here with interstates and different things. So it's a really good physical geographical location for ag. But I think more importantly, if you think about the resource, I mean, look at Purdue in particular as a leading ag institution, but there are a lot of different places that offer resources. You know, and I think when you think about Indiana, this is a business friendly state. You think about some of the resources here, whether it be, you know, higher level institutions or some of the partnerships we've been talking about. It's just a great fit.
Final question for you, John. I mean, do you think there's a lot of talk about, especially in light of this building momentum in the ag bioscience space, of Indiana truly becoming a global innovation hub, if you will, in agriculture and the ag bioscience sector? Is that is that wishful thinking, or is it a realistic goal that this maybe already is a global innovation hub?
Well, I don't think it's wishful thinking. I think that, again, when you look at some of the things I just mentioned in terms of being right in the middle of things, having some great institutions of higher learning, some of the great companies that have, you know, just looking at the Indy area that have settled and taken root here locally. There's just a lot of really interesting companies that are doing very, very innovative things that really are moving things forward. So I don't see necessarily any impediments for Indiana taking a major lead globally in terms of ag and innovation throughout the world.
John Hayes is the global marketing manager for Banjo Liquid Handling Products, a company that continues to be an innovator. John, it's really been a pleasure to chat today. Best of luck to you going forward, and we will be following your story. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. For more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space, just visit the news page at agrinovisindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.